I believe, my beliefs is that we are all kings and queens. That's why they don't want you to know. And they did a good job with slavery of letting you not know and letting you hate your brother and sister so that you can't prosper again, because nobody will want to see the day again when black people rule the world.
2:30, baby, won't you meet me by the bean? Too early, maybe later, you could show me things. You know what it is whenever I visit Windy City, she blowing me kisses. No, 30 degrees, way too cold, so hold me tight. Will I see you at the show tonight? Will I see you at the show tonight?
This is Recorded Podcast, another day, another podcast. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas. You're always there for me, you know you never care for me. You always keep me inside. You showed me right from my wrong.
No, no, no. You're the driving force in my life.
You were there for me when no one cared for me.
When skies were gray.
You will always be the girl of my life for a lifetime. All right, bro.
Mama.
Okay. I said, Mama, you know
I love you.
You know I love you. Mama. I said, Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Okay.
Mama, I just want you to know.
I just want you to know.
Loving you is like food for my soul.
Okay, okay, okay.
Never wanna go one day without you.
Uh-huh.
Fills me up just thinking about you, boo. Cause I can't go one day without my mama.
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 Okay,
right,
yeah, yeah.
You know I love you.
All right, you already know what it is. Yeah, this is recorded.
Are you going to delete that out?
No, we keeping it real trill. We keeping it in the old ways. You was a crack fiend mama.
You always was a black queen mama.
You are appreciated. Thank you for everybody that stay tuned into the podcast after this singing medley. It was beautiful. We are selling fish sandwiches and hot plates for Mother's Day. if
also,
you
also gift baskets.
Okay, gift baskets for your mama. You know, the Mother's
we
Day.
We selling edible arrangements as well.
Okay, and also we making mac and cheese.
The doors of the church are open.
Yes. So if you go to August4thPhotography.com, go ahead and make a donation or hit my Cash App. Yes.
And that rendition we just sung will be on a CD that we're selling after service.
In all of your local Walmart parking lots. Yes. Or we taking donations, but it's really $20. Okay, so all donations are welcome. Yeah, donate. Damn, you can't even buy it, my brother.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to support black business?
You don't want to support black business. So, yes, once again, this might be coming out after Mother's Day, most likely. But we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Shout out,
Sadie. Don't you know I love you,
sweet lady? Okay, so shout out Bridge. Shout out to Shikoslin. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Pooh. Shout out to Nana. Shout out to hold on,
uh-oh.
Pinky.
I was about to say a now. Real wait one. A minute. Uh-oh.
Shout out to everybody who's mothers or grandmothers have transitioned. And you know, hey, we're gonna get this podcast started off right. Yeah, donations. Send that collection plate over one more time. Okay. Shout out to somebody, Marty Bird, that lives across the street. That is like they always be in our yard, doing stuff like that. I don't know what's going on. So, how are you doing today on this fine quarantine? There's a random kid running through our backyard as we record this podcast.
They let him go back. Babe, that's his son.
Okay, please call child services.
Yeah, call them, because it's just, come Okay, I'm doing good. He running away.
Go get him.
I'm not I'm doing good.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
The real queens.
You know, I can't wait for the well, no, that only happened on Father's Day, really. Like, happy I'm the mother and the father.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother and father, you know. Because, yeah, she had to do both.
Like that, because there's some deadbeat moms out there. Hey,
shout out to the real dads. You know who you are. Okay, so one of your favorite Mother's Day memories, do you have any? Mother's Day kind of flows along for me, so I don't really have one, any that stand out. But I figured I'd ask you.
Okay. Let me see. We used to go to Virginia every Mother's Day. Spend time with my mom's grandma, so great grandma. Everybody used to, cause that was when everybody used to come to like the family gatherings and stuff. Now niggas be acting, you know, like, well, I'm not gonna come and shit. But we didn't have a choice cause we were children. But I don't really have a favorite cause we used to just go like all the time. So I don't know if some of the memories I have are from a Mother's Day or
any other holiday.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll tell you about a time. I don't know if it was Mother's Day or not.
Okay,
but
this
just,
is recorded. Exclusive.
Okay.
Exclusive.
When, okay, so.
Somebody got their ass beat.
No, you, okay, well, I'm going to give you two. All right, my cousin, all right, we used to always roast and stuff.
All right, hold on. I got one question. Matter of fact, it's two. Go ahead. See, I used to always roast. Please proceed.
Yeah, we used to roast, but it used to kind of be like a cry. And like, so I feel like my great grandma ain't fuck with none of us like that after that.
Okay, so shout out to your great grandmother for not fucking with y'all after that.
Right,
okay.
Rest in peace.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, she ain't fuck with us like that. Because he really roasted the shit out of her. Like,
okay, so you have.
I'll tell you who it was. You know who it is?
I know who it is. Okay. We're not saying no names. This podcast is blowing up because of y'all. This is a recorded podcast. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Number two, what happened?
All right, so. No, wait. My grandma, we was all at her house. This the same time.
Okay.
All at her house. She moved the PlayStation out of that bitch. She was like, y'all ain't finna be doing shit after y'all made. Because.
Hold on. We're going to interrupt this podcast. How the fuck y'all filming a documentary in our yard? This shit is not y'all yard. What the fuck is going on?
Like, oh, pretend like you're reading a book. I'm about to break this shit up.
Hey, let me just tell y'all something. We live at beep, 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 beep. And this nigga next door, brother, actually, next door, I don't know what he's doing, but currently right now
like
they're filming.
The kid because I don't feel like his child
he
is
had
that
a whole kid
old.
That we don't know. Like, this kid just appeared, and he's four now.
Yeah.
It was a car seat, now he's four.
Right.
I don't know what's going on next door. Like, this dude told me, like, oh, yeah, you know, me and my wife, we had, like, a dinner date online. Does
why
she not live there?
Bitch don't live
what the
here?
Fuck is going on?
He was hiding the kid. He was hiding. He wasn't hiding his
kid
from
the
world.
He was hiding the world from his kid. Shout out Drake. I'm just in a car sitting sideways.
But he rented this kid. That kid don't even fucking look like the kid that I saw them in Publix. Like, this been a minute ago. But
I want to know, why the fuck are you using our backyard instead of your own for your little documentary?
Nigga, y'all have a fence. Get back there.
Hey, can you go ahead and run me my money? Because I don't know what's going on.
Hey, PJ, I don't know his name.
Hey, PJ, you about to let him run in the street? Look at this shit.
He said that ain't his kid.
Yeah, he just filming. Okay, he look. He said, hey, come get him. Come get him. All right. We derailed. Okay, so the second time, second memory.
The second time, okay, I'm going to say Aunt Teresa used to be, like, super, super religious. But probably still is. Aunt Teresa is one of the people that, like, explore, and I feel like she's tried every religion. At this time, I think it was just, like, a normal Christian.
Mashallah.
But my cousin Rock was probably, like,
Yahweh.
Six. And she said, Rock caught the Holy Ghost, and we all laughed.
Hey, shout out to y'all for being whole fucking heathens.
Ignorant.
Not half of a heathen, whole heathen.
But wait, she did all this the same time. She did all of that. But she snuck us into the pool at the Holiday Inn, like, after hours.
No, but shout out to everybody who always tried to hold, like, an impromptu, like, religious ceremony. Or, like, church session.
That's
like
part of the black, like, family reunion. Or, like, a like we did that at a family reunion. We went to West Virginia. And they made us do, like, church, like, And I cried because I wasn't baptized. This is my dad's side. Whole family ignorant.
When you a kid, you just feel like you want to be a part of some shit. Like,
no, but like she, you know, it was like first.
All right, get him. He running away. What the fuck is going on? What in the cheaters is going on back here?
Hey, sir. Get your ass. Look, the little boy ran around the building. Now he's.
He don't even know where to go. This, all right, I'm dead. Y'all. We live in the ghetto, y'all. Shout out to Section 8. But anyway, but like for real, I had a grandma that fucking like, not my grandma, step grandma. No longer. Okay. They're divorced.
I'm sorry, step grandmother.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Step grandparents. I'm sorry, y'all don't count.
Yeah, but anyway, I had one that, like, when you came over her house, you couldn't watch MTV or BET. You're not going to be around all the time.
My uncle didn't let his kids watch Rugrats.
Why?
Because Tommy pulled his pamper down.
Shout out to, like, Tommy pulling his pamper down and getting it, canceled from the household.
Yeah.
But, it's just the religious, just like, hey, we about to stop this. And you just so, like, yo, I just want to, like, play and watch videos. Because that's what we did.
We couldn't watch videos over
like,
there.
Like, why y'all watching that stuff? Like, nigga, this is all I watch.
Right.
I told my wife today I wanted to stop saying nigga today. And
here we are.
It's not going good.
That's your 15th nigga in. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to. But, anyway.
And I got mad, too.
Okay, yeah, because
I don't support.
Wow.
Uncle Tom.
I'm not an Uncle Tom. I'm Ben Carson. fuck Ben Carson. But anyway, when do you know when to stop playing with your mama?
I think it's more of a you never started playing with your mama. I probably never started. But I would try to, dab a little bit. But, like, yeah, Briz is kind of scary, like, you know, like when you're little, like think about Brit.
Shout
like
out to somebody like who can say, we're not going to say any names, who said or not said that at one time it was a fight and somebody's hair got put on fire and just.
Oh my God. Don't bring that up. Okay, so now your mama perfect.
Okay, we're going to edit it. No, my mama told me that one time it was getting crazy in the hood in Brooklyn, so she used to walk around with a hammer in her purse. Not a gun, but like a regular hammer. But
I
like,
feel like my mom said she used to have a blade in her mouth.
Most people. Hold on. What the fuck? Hold on.
What in the fucking yard is going on here? I can't believe my mom hasn't been to jail before.
Yes. Yeah, so
ain't never been like almost locked up. I don't believe that. You believe that?
I do.
No,
strangely.
Bridget, you think Bridget is wild now. She's mild now.
Okay, shout out to her, man.
No, she used to be crazy. I mean, obviously.
No, there's nothing like home videos. Like, yeah, that's the one right there, Ma. I had to get with her. That's why she don't want to look this way. Oh, and she was talking about a teacher.
Okay, here we go.
Now everybody's perfect. But I'm just saying, when you know when to stop playing with your mom, is just like, we always talk about and we laugh because we think it's so funny. Like, you be fucking around, you just saying shit, keep saying shit. And then one day, you like, damn, you always on the phone. And they just give you a look. They just kind of give you a look. And what does that look signify?
You better shut the fuck up. That's for me.
And then what do you do?
You go in your room or something.
And you, as you going upstairs, like, you shut up, bitch. Shout out to everybody.
Oh, my God. Shout out to everybody who used to be behind your door, like, sticking your middle finger up and shit. Like,
shout out to 8-year-old you. It's who, like, you really want to say, bro. Yeah, yeah. All right, dude.
Shout
then.
Out to fucking, like, being in your diary and shit. And, like,
fucking,
I hate my
tell.
Whole fucking family.
And then, this
and then
in
come
the
back
afternoon.
Later, like, oh, we made up.
We went out for ice cream, and I kind of liked them again.
Yeah, I still have all of my diaries.
Okay, give us a one embarrassing diary entry. One that makes you laugh now. Like, what the fuck was going on here?
All of them are fucking trash.
Okay, like, give me a bar from one of them.
I mean, probably for real, like, most of mine were, like, I hate, like, my family. Like, I hate y'all. And then, like,
did the Moesha later, music like, play in the background?
Yeah, nah, so I feel like you're making fun of my childhood and my trauma, and I don't appreciate it.
But I think everybody just knows, like, after a while, you got to stop playing. Like, and that's especially when you're in the store, when somebody get ready to hit their kid, or they do hit their kid, and then everybody looking around, then they look around like, what?
No. Especially when you're in the store, like, in a white family, because sometimes their kids can get a little. But then when you, like, got a Southern mom that's like, you're not in pop day kid in the store, they don't even look around.
Okay, and so what's the rules on white people when it comes to discipline?
Either they don't. I mean, there's some in between. I've seen some. I was going to say either.
Okay,
like,
so what's the majority rule?
Either their kids beating their ass or they fucking their kids up.
Okay, shout out to Farrah from Team Mom. Because her mom fucked her up that one time. Yeah, her mom fucked her up. And then she, like, continued to talk shit the rest of her life because she kind of knew, like, all right, she could fuck me up. All right, I'm probably going to shut the fuck up. Okay, now, and as we on the topic of Mother's Day, I want to take this time to have a personal shout out to me and my wife, because this is what happens on a regular basis. Hey, Reggie, how you doing? You ain't got no kids yet? Or, like, hey, Reggie, Happy Father's Day. You're a father. Oh, you ain't a father.
I think people do that shit on purpose.
But what's weird about that, let me tell you what that means. When you say shit like that, it's like, hey, Reggie, how your dick doing? Does it work?
Damn.
It just kind of feels like, what the fuck? Why do you keep asking me about my dick?
Yeah.
And most of the niggas that's asking me about my dick and my
balls,
sex life.
And genitals.
Number three, please come forward. They don't fucking have a good home life, or it's just like, what the fuck? Like, hey, can't you congratulate that I'm fucking just trying to live and just, like, be happy? Boom, boom, dum, dum. Shout out to Mary J. Blige. But it's just really weird, and I want niggas to know, and I want to thank my wife for telling me this, too, that you got to be careful with that, just asking people all the time, too. Because if a nigga was trying and it wasn't successful, that's not good. Like, you can't keep asking people that all the time. So,
whatever. Like, it's personal.
It's very. It's like, hey, Shan, how you doing? Your pussy work?
Oh, you're so inappropriate.
I mean, it's like, what do you say to that? How do you feel when motherfuckers ask you, like, what you waiting for?
Nobody asked me that anymore. I don't know what happened, or if I don't give off that vibe, or maybe they just assume that you have kids so they don't ask.
Or I think they realize, but, like, damn, maybe I should have waited. I don't like these motherfuckers right here.
But most of the people who, like, I don't know, like, now I feel like I'm around like-minded people. So it's like they don't ask because that's how they feel. Like, I shouldn't probably. You know, I need to know myself first. I need to be financially stable. I need to live first. I need to find me the correct partner to have a kid with. Like, you know, you don't need to just, you know, we married and that's cool, but y'all only been together for 2 years and now y'all got a kid. That's weird.
And then it's like a lot of niggas now, too. Oh, God. There it goes. I said it again.
What'd you say? Oh, nigga.
Yeah. A lot of brothers and sisters.
Put a dollar in the swear jar.
Fuck
ass.
That. But it's just like, I mean, a lot of people, they just don't understand, like, hey, like, it's different, too, for women. I think, like, the women empowerment, shout out to all the women, this is Mother's Day. I think it's just different. Like, you just ain't got to sit down and have babies for a nigga now. Like, you can actually, a nigga again, damn. You can actually, like, go and travel and do what you want, and you have a baby when you want and when you feel like it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just different now. And it's just like, if I don't know myself, right, why should I have another kid and try to teach them themselves the wrong way? Because I don't know myself. So what sense does that make?
Right. I feel like millennials, like, some of us.
Is it 84 to 96 a millennium?
It's something silly.
I think
that's
it's.
That's not. I think it's 81 to like 96, 97 or something, which is like completely different, like, eras, like, when you look it up. But, I don't know. I think that with millennials, like, you know, people kind of chilling out. Like, people are traveling and living, but that wasn't a thing for, you know, whoever is before the millennials. Like, you know, for my family, like, you turn 18 or sometimes even before, you already have a baby. Like, that was, like, the thing that they did, you know. So I think now, like, people, like, there's quite a few girls that graduated high school with me that don't have kids, but they are, like, getting their career together. They are not married yet. You know, they figuring it out. So why would you just drop and have a kid if you, you know,
and this is
don't
not
have
to
your shit together?
Yeah,
know?
And it's definitely not to down nobody that has kids or some shit like that. It's just saying from
a
different.
Yeah, but don't down us for not.
Yeah, it's a different perspective of, like, hey, man, like, for me, it's just like I didn't necessarily enjoy certain things in my childhood. So I'm like, I'm going to do everything in my power to change that. Like, I'm never going to try to repeat the same mistakes and stuff like that that I grew up on. And number one was, like, I want to be married. I want to have a house. And I want to have, like, a stable influx of money when I do have a kid. And we are pretty much checking all those boxes. So this is recorded, babies. If you could donate to the GoFundMe, y'all can start donating right now, and I'll make one live on a fans only, and y'all can
what
see
the
it.
Fuck?
What? You're not with that? No. They'll pay fans only, babe.
Babe, don't play with me.
Okay, yeah. But it's just, I don't know. To me, it's just really like, damn, like, back in the day, it was like for a woman, like, just have a kid, get a man, let that man cheat on you, but he a good man and shit like that. And
no,
just
let that man have a whole nother family and shit. That
you.
Was like the vibe.
Yeah.
And nobody said shit.
It's just what it, let him beat your ass, let him, you know.
Whatever.
I mean, it's just what it is, but now it's a different day, it's a new day. Women got more power and more rights, and I mean, and even some dudes, hopefully like me, they just think it different. It's like, I want to do some other shit and stuff like that beforehand, like. And, I mean, if you do have a kid and stuff like that, you can still do it. But it's just a matter of, like don't put yourself behind in life. Always try to put yourself ahead. And if you're doing anything to put you behind, try to, like, not do that again. Try to do something different. And life is an ongoing lesson. So, I mean, sometimes shit happens. But all you could do is make the best out of, like, what already happened. So, hey, just do that, and stop asking me about my dick. Thank you. Moving right along. Do you remember any famous holiday whoopings? I don't really remember a famous holiday whooping, but I want to share my first whooping. I'm not going to say who did it, but you know who you are. I remember one time I was, just sitting around. Never got a whooping from this said individual. Please call defects. From said individual, they must have been having a bad day. And my brother, shout out to my brother Mookie, he decided to smear shit on the walls one day. So, like, I'm just sitting there, and I feel like I was watching, like, Do You Believe in Love, the Jodeci video. And I'm just like, oh, shit, T-Boz is in this video getting married. Is she getting married in real life? I was probably, like, 8 or 7 or some shit. And then, like, he smeared shit on the wall. So I'm just sitting there. And then I remember I got my ass beat. But I thought it was weird because it was like, you never beat my ass before. And then on top of that, like, I had on jeans. So, like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, and then you got to sit there. And it's more of an emotional cry rather than a, like, damn, that shit hurt. But I had, you know, I made sure.
What'd you get beat with? Her hand?
I don't know. I don't remember if it was a hand or a belt or a flat
a
iron.
A belt over some jeans would fucking hurt.
I don't know if it was a flat iron or an anvil or, you know, I don't know.
An anvil?
Yeah, like Looney Tunes.
She hit you with a fucking dishwasher.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, shout out to the old people who said some weird shit. Shout out to Mr. Charles, man, VA, man. He said, like, one time, man, my mom, man, she fucked with iron clothes. We was talking shit. She threw a fucking iron, caught that shit.
All right, bro.
I was like, hold on, nigga. Shout out to everybody who's been beat out the shower. Like,
or
I hope,
like,
you're okay.
They gonna beat you and then make you get in the shower. Yeah, that's some, like,
I hope your therapy is paid for.
Right,
in full.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
I used to get beat with whatever was around. All black people say an extension cord. All 45 and up. Black people have been beat with an extension cord.
Okay, somebody on my birthday, I remember it was my birthday when I probably turned like 10 or something. My cousin went over a friend's house, and I'm not going to say any names. And, like, I guess they were stealing, because all young girls at a certain age, except for my queen, went through a phase of stealing lingerie and shit like that. And they stole some lingerie. Okay, fuck that. I got two stories for you. Okay, I'm not going to say any names. One story is that they went to the store and stole some lingerie. And this was my birthday.
When you say lingerie, you just saying
they trying to wear, like, sexy panties, and they're, like, fucking 15 or 14 or whatever. They stole some lingerie, and they were at somebody's house, and they found out. And then the mom was playing, like, church music in the background and then wouldn't let my beep and beep leave. They said, nah, y'all wait right there. And it was weird because they said she didn't, like, have a shirt on or some shit. And they, like, beat her with an extension cord with fucking church music playing in the background. That's exhibit A of being weird.
Wait, she didn't have on a shirt.
Weird.
Like, she was topless?
I don't know. Yeah, like, that feel like some slave shit for
real.
That
seems like some rapey incest shit.
Yeah, that happened.
And your friends gonna watch?
That was weird, but on another note.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told that one.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna lighten the mood. Let me tell you about another story of stealing lingerie. I had some individuals in my family that were stealing lingerie from the local Kmart.
Wait, this a you got several lingerie stores.
Yeah.
I thought this
was
the
a
same
vibe in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this is a personal story. I feel like you were a part of this.
Nah, but they were stealing lingerie, and they were very smart enough that they didn't wash their own clothes, so they would put the sexy lingerie in the fucking basket that their grandmother would wash. So, as she goes to wash them, she knows good and goddamn well that nobody bought this lingerie for them. So, they proceeded to get caught. And when they were confronted by their fathers, one continued to beat his daughter's ass with a belt. And then the other one seen it, and I guess they felt like they need to follow along. The other brother went and just kicked his daughter in the back. Because it was just like, it's just fucking stupid. Just kick her ass in the back. Because it's just like, hey, I guess we fucking niggas up right now. You know, so like, hey, everybody gonna get it right now. So if you proceeded to steal lingerie and you are traumatized, I would like to recommend Talkspace is an app that you could talk to a therapist about why you used to steal lingerie and why you used to get your ass whooped. Yeah, so Love and Basketball or The Wood, which one is a better movie to you?
I'm gonna go with The Wood.
Right?
It's a vibe for me. We used to watch The Wood every day.
I asked somebody what's the better movie, The Wood or Friday, and the dude said Friday, like he couldn't go against it. But today on This Is Recorded Podcast, I'm gonna say The Wood is better.
Than Friday?
The Wood.
I'm gonna have to slow you down there.
Give me a reason why.
Because Friday is like a classic. Like, everybody has seen Friday. Friday is like full of, I can quote both, first of all, but Friday is like, if you quote it in front of a black person, like, they're going to know what the fuck you're talking about. It don't matter, like, how old they are. Like, they could be, like, fucking 10 or, like, 50. They're going to know what you're talking about. So, Friday is like for us, by us.
FUBU.
And The Wood is like.
Go ahead and say some bullshit. Go ahead, I'll wait. Go ahead.
The Wood is like.
Go ahead.
Fat Farm, like when they did the Fat Album.
Bro, if you don't stop, shout out to everybody who wore Fat Farm sneakers. I hope you're in therapy as well. I'm going to talk space.
I never wanted those.
But you had a baby fat outfit.
Yeah.
Velour. Shout out to all the girls that was pregnant in high school with the velour baby fat. You are appreciated. There's a fucking red rock. Like, what is going on today?
A what?
A red.
Hey,
like, whoa.
Say, when you see one of those, that's like a dead person coming to see you. Like your dead family member.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Okay, it got a little weird.
I'm sorry. I just have never seen one of those until, like, today.
Yeah.
What's up?
Wow. Okay, another random question I'm going to throw at you on this beautiful podcast. Why is it that you never settle for a bullshit dude in your life? Where most girls or most dudes as well, they just do it. They just, like, feel like I have to be in a relationship at 15 or 16 or whatever. Why is it for you that you just never wanted to settle for less, always more?
I just saw it too much. Like, I'm the type of person that Like, I will learn from not only my own mistakes, but from everybody else's mistakes. Like, and, like, I just knew what I didn't want, and I knew what was expected. Like, I just feel like my dad, you know, a pretty, like, amazing dude. So I knew how a woman was supposed to be treated. And, you know, and dudes are not smart either. Like, when you're young, like, they're not smart. Like, they don't know what the fuck to say. Because I'm like, if he would just say X, Y, and Z.
I just don't want nothing serious right now.
Yeah, but if he would just say that, and that would be kind of fuckboy shit too. But if you would just say what I want to hear, like, you could get whatever you want. You know, but, I mean, I'm glad they didn't just say some fuck shit. Because then, you know, I probably would have settled for some dumb shit, at least for a little while. But, yeah, I just didn't want, I knew what I wanted for my life. And none of these niggas was it.
So what is the percentage that girls hate the guy that lost their virginity to?
I'm going to say, like, probably 90% or, like, 94%.
I was going to go with 98.9, but.
I mean, nah. But you've gone overboard.
Yeah.
No, probably not. Or you don't remember this dude's, like, last name. You don't, I mean.
Or you just like, I seem like a lot of people, period, like, wanted to do it. Just like, it seemed like girls, and this is from a dude's perspective, just wanted to try it to see, like, what it was like. Mm-hmm. And shout out to, all right, here's another way. Here we go to the bullshit. Shout out to me that would tell girls, like, yeah, you know, I lost my virginity, like, in the third grade. Like, yeah, like, yeah, it was like, you know, she was older, but, you know, yeah, like, I just.
Why
the fuck did anybody believe me in middle school?
Cause we didn't know. We was like, damn, this nigga started early. We didn't fucking know.
why the fuck was that a vibe though? Of like, why would you believe?
Either you lied, like it was too different. It was two kinds of dudes. Either you lied or you would be honest and say you was a virgin. Like, and girls thought that shit was so cute. Like, if dudes didn't know that either, like, just tell a girl, like, yeah, I'm a virgin.
I remember we was like, oh, this girl gave a dude head in middle school. And then you told me it was like fucking girls going wild at your middle school.
Yeah, it was fucking. In eighth grade, it was ridiculous.
It was wild?
It was wild.
You care to elaborate?
We didn't have like any eighth grade. You know, because eighth grade is like your senior year of middle school. So you're supposed to have all the like, you're supposed to have like an eighth grade prom and like. Fucking, you know, eighth grade graduation. We did go on an eighth grade trip, and they was, you know, doing stuff on the bus and.
Okay, these little hoes was giving head in the on the bus, y'all.
They was giving head. They was like, hand jobs, fucking like they. So they had to like call all of us to. This one girl was giving head in the back of the class. To two dudes. Like, you on your, like, fucking, like, porn star shit. So, yeah. We couldn't have an eighth grade prom. We couldn't have, like, they had to call us to the cafeteria and, like, give us a speech about, like, I think the speech was, like, basically, hey, y'all ain't having none of this shit. No eighth grade prom. No, none of that. Y'all, we not doing that shit. And, like, y'all need to respect y'all. So it was like,
like,
what
hey.
The fuck are y'all doing type shit?
Shout out to all the niggas, like, you know it's three holes, right?
Babe, I hate
the fuck? Like, why the fuck did dude think that shit was a bar? Like, yo, you know it's three holes, right?
Oh, my God.
That was just really dumb.
You're really trash for even fucking saying that.
No.
That was some shit that you fucking said.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just really fucking stupid. And shout out to you for not being dumb. Okay.
You're welcome.
Aliens versus dinosaurs. For me.
Oh my God.
I don't know about dinosaurs.
I don't know how you don't fucking know about dinosaurs. It's like facts. You're disgusting.
Well, the only reason why I consider it is that. You told me about the sea and stuff like that.
The seeds.
The sea. Like, the water.
Oh.
So I was like oh, shit. Like, it is, like, some weird shit down there and all that. But
what
then,
about
like,
the fucking fossils that they find?
It's fake.
How the fuck is that fake? And you believe in aliens?
Because I seen the alien shit when I was like 8.
I'm done. Is this over? Can we wrap this up?
No, I don't know. It probably was dinosaurs and shit like that. But how they know they look like that?
Because they fucking literally have evidence of it. So then if that's the case, then you don't believe in like ancient Egyptians and all that shit.
No, I believe that. The pyramids.
What the fuck? Like, how can you believe in that?
Because the pyramids are there. These bones, I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, the pyramids are there. But what about like the mummies and they made that up too?
I've seen one.
Okay, you've also seen fucking dinosaur fossils.
I don't know who manufactured those.
You don't know who the fuck manufactured this mummy. That could have just been some shit wrapped in the fucking, like...
Go in the comments.
Yeah, we wasn't taking pictures of that shit.
Go in the comments right now.
Babe, I'm done. I'm finished.
Let's argue.
Hashtag fight me, bitch.
Yeah, but... I don't know. It should, but...
You believe really hard. Like, when we went to the museum... And we was taking pictures. We did not take pictures of mummies and shit.
You did not take a mummy body
out.
You're
not about to fucking Imhotep me. No. Hell no.
Not today. Get behind me, Satan. Like, every time we bring that, like, they took the body, like, oh, this is what it looks like. Not to me.
That's so weird.
I didn't see shit.
This was a child. They do some weird shit.
They do some weird shit.
And we just be around looking in the museum like, oh,
like, oh shit, let's get out. Every time we see that, I want to get out of there immediately. And when we seen the first one in the Louvre in Paris, shout out to us, everybody go travel. Yeah, it was just like, yo, I want to get out of here. Because it felt like it was just us over there and it was kind of dark. And I was like, Shout out to us for almost missing our flight back to America. Because we just like hanging out in the Louvre and then like walking around looking at the Eiffel Tower. And then we just like, oh, fuck it. We can make it when we make it.
We almost missed that flight.
Yeah. Shout out to Rachel Profiling as well. Like, they checked me right before I got on the flight. I've never had that happen before. And please share if you have.
Here we go with your fucking Rodney King story.
I just felt like it was weird. I really did.
That was insensitive.
See?
I'm sorry.
See?
Sorry. Okay.
You're an asshole.
I can't play with you?
You're an asshole.
Sorry.
No, but... You don't believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens to a certain degree. I believe there are other, like,
life forms.
Aliens.
I've never seen E.T.
But I don't think
for everybody that want to get pissed off right now, I've never seen E.T.
You're an abomination. Anyway, I believe in aliens to a certain extent, but I don't think that they look how they
portray. Do they have flying saucers and all that shit?
Maybe. I believe in the flying saucers.
They got a Cadillac?
No.
They be bumping music.
I don't believe they look like, you know, all slimy and shit. I feel like they probably come down. When they come down here, I feel like they probably look like us.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, I just blew your mind.
What if, like, an alien came in and then it was like, it was me, and then they transformed me, and I'll just be acting weird. Would you feel like I was an alien?
Yeah, like if you just like had like glitches, like, you know.
Like, oh, honey. All
right.
And you just got weird.
Yeah, now you're being weird.
Okay. What's your message to black people in these times?
You better lay low. I'm sorry.
To the nigga that be talking shit, she better lay low.
You better lay low.
Shout out to Nate Dogg, man. Rest in peace.
To black people.
Talk about how beautiful black people are. That's a better.
Kings and queens, you are beautiful.
Do-ra.
You are amazing.
Yes.
Your skin is magnificent.
Golden.
You know, just, uplift each other. Let's live life to the fullest. Let's be careful out here. You know, even if you can be as careful as you can. And
even though you can't peel off your skin and all that, you know.
Yeah, it's sad out here still, but we just resilient as fuck. And I just love being black. And I always loved being black, though. You know how some people want it to be like, I never wanted to be nothing else. I want to figure out, like, what part of Africa I'm from next. But either way, like, I'm just cool being black. But I think it's kind of ignorant. We're like, I'm just nigga. Like, I'm just black.
Whoa.
You know people who say that.
Definitely.
Like, where are your family from? Like, I don't know.
I'm
that person. I feel like I'm a little bit more cultured than that. But I don't know, and I want to know, like, what part you should. Maybe you should, I know your mom knows.
My cousin did like ancestry. Happy Mother's Day.
You are appreciated.
Baby.
What cousin? On your mom's side?
My uncle's daughter did an ancestry. And she told me and I forgot. And it was cool for like a week and then I forgot. My dad's uncle. I mean, my dad's brother.
I was about to say, I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Being black is just. Yeah, he does. He has three kids. Being black is beautiful, man. Just never be ashamed of who you are. Never be ashamed of your skin. Never let your kids, more importantly, be ashamed of their skin. Always uplift them and acknowledge them and let them know. Take them to museums. Take them to everything and let them know, like, the real. Like, things can be hard, but, I mean, there is no other way you should have it or want to have it. Like, black is just everything. And, like, we really need to uplift each other, but we also need to not do no bullshit. Like, have a store and then shit is late and, like, oh, we running late and this and that. And no, have your shit right. And if it's not right, tell them how you gonna get it right. Yeah. When you have people, hey, any black businesses, please drop it in This Is Recorded. Shout out to Taste of Essence. Shout out to G Merrick. Just dropped a Grateful tape. We pushing that real hard, real hard. Shout out to anybody that has a business that they pushing. I would love to support. I would love to help. Start buying your friend's stuff, man. Like, I need to buy the Grateful tape today. I'm going to do that. I already downloaded it, but I need to buy it. Anybody that's doing something positive, go support that. Go buy it. Don't ask for the discount. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But don't ask for the discount. Just really appreciate that. Unless you're going to barter, like, you help me with this, I help you with that, if y'all can help each other. But don't get the freebie, uplift, go, you know, because it's hard. It's like, what do you tell a young black boy? What do you tell a young black girl? What do you tell them about the world? I mean, other than it's fucked up. And you just got to really just, I mean, live. Because you don't know when, you know, it is your last day. You don't know, like, you could be jogging. You could be doing anything. Like, this black skin is beautiful. That's why they try to, like, downplay it. And that's why they try to get you to believe it's not. Because it's beautiful. They knock the noses off for a reason. Like, I believe, my beliefs is that we are all kings and queens. That's why they don't want you to know. And they did a good job with slavery of letting you not know and letting you hate your brother and sister so that you can't prosper again, because nobody will want to see the day again when black people rule the world.
That was beautiful.
Dura, dura. Yeah, so support that. And support This Is Recorded podcast. Support AugustFourthPhotography.com. And support anybody that you know doing something. Go buy that. Go support that. Insecure is coming on tonight. Another great black creation. Any last words from you?
Yeah. What he said.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do it so well. But on this Mother's Day, for real, I mean, you know, everybody's relationship with their mom is not the greatest. But, I mean, you appreciate the life you have. And, you, I mean, I'm learning in this time, too, that you kind of, you got to be reactive sometime in a positive way. Like, shit is going to happen. We learning now, you could plan and plan and plan, and then all of a sudden the world fucking changes in a week or 2 weeks. Like, literally everything changes and you can't do shit about it but to move forward. So just do better.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people who don't have their mom here anymore. This girl, I know her mom passed like on Thursday or something, and she's seems to be really taking it good, but I just feel really bad for her. So, and I mean everybody who don't, because they post stuff like that, like, you know, love your mom while she's here, but it's really true. Like, you really should.
Even when you disagree, you have to disagree with love. Like, it doesn't change, like, how you love them. You just don't agree with that. And that's fine. It's fine to disagree. I think that makes the world beautiful, that everybody's not a clone of each other. Like, you have the right. And then hopefully if you're wrong, you can admit you're wrong and change whatever. But if you're right and you feel that way, you're right. I'm learning, too, that you have the right to do whatever it is you want to do. But you also, and people have the right to not fuck with that and dismiss themselves from you. So just really, you know, live by principles and live with a always learning and growing spirit. Like, none of us is perfect is a real statement, but also that's bullshit. Like, when it comes to like, oh, well, you know, I don't give a fuck and shit like that. Like, we got to do better and we got to try to like really grow and better ourselves, because we really never know like what tomorrow brings with the next hour, minute or second. So live your life and be happy. Like, listen to music, put on a comfortable hat, wear your upstairs hat downstairs like I do, play a ukulele, you know, do whatever you want, but really appreciate this life because it could be better, but it could be worse.
Yeah. Last thing, shout out to my baby brother. Today is not only Mother's Day, but it's his birthday. He turned 17 today, and I used to change his pamper, so...
Shout out to a real one.
I'm emotional about it a little bit.
I'm emotional.
I'm not, but yeah, shout out to you.
It's just crazy to see somebody grow like that, you know, and this, like, they form into their own person and who they want to be. It's just like, you know, and there's greatness all around him. When he sees it in himself for real, it's no stopping what he can do, because it's just greatness all around him. It's just, he's a young man going through life, and then when he figures it out, the world is in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, shout out to everybody. Happy Mother's Day. And this is recorded.